A thought on getting him right back in there again here tonight?
Well, he's played well enough on the shorter and shorter frequency levels. He's earned the right to get back into the game, and not just off his last game, but his body of work really the whole season. So we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing him. You know, we want to keep that. His intensity level has been really good in the games, and we're looking forward to seeing it here tonight.
Does him getting drafted here and having his first win have anything to do in your decision?
No. I mean, actually, you'd be more likely sometimes to go against that thought. You know, there's a lot of times that Marty Brodeur didn't play a lot of games in Montreal. There's lots of different ways of looking at it. I'm not comparing the two, but it was not. It was getting him the first game of the two-game road trip, and that put him in a position to get into this game. So we thought we'd look at the two games, and if we were comfortable with our goalies, we'd stay in the rotation. If not, we'd make a change.
Given how busy he's been, what does it mean for Andre to get a week potentially between starts as well?
Well, important in that he played a lot of hockey early on in the season. It's good sometimes to take a goaltender out of the net when he feels good instead of after a loss, which is normally what they're used to, you know, so they have to sit on that for 2 or 3 days. So he feels good about his last game. He gets a little bit of rest here. Our schedule in terms of rest days lightens up here after tonight's game, and we can kind of hit the reset button and start fresh.
Matthew Perreault looked good on the skate yesterday, and he's good to go here today?
Yeah, he's fine. He feels good, so he'll go into Lowry's position based on the way we finish the game.
How about for Adam, a sense of disappointment, or how do you look at one game for him tonight off?
Well, you know, I guess a good learning experience. He's a physical player, and he finishes all his checks, so he's going to be in that position a lot of times over the course of the career. Sometimes you have to pull off a little bit when that happens, so it's all part of the learning curve for him.
I think he expected Coletta to turn after he made the play? Or
I don't know. I think that he was easing up going into it, and I don't know that he felt that he put that much force into it to cause the change in direction that he did.
You know, Toby's not out there, but is he an option for you tonight?
No, he's not. We're going to leave it one more with the hope that Edmonton, he's right back at it.
On paper, Boston hasn't scored as much this year, but do you notice much difference in their actual style of play?
I think they've in some ways tried to get more aggressive in terms of their forecheck and their positioning on their forecheck, but no, I mean, they play the same game, and that's what makes them quick on the game, but their structure for me hasn't changed a whole lot. A little more aggressive on the forecheck,